This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
I'll call the meeting to order then. Heather, would you call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Dawn?
Present.
Greg?
Present.
Judy?
Present.
Bob?
Here.
Barb?
Present.
Shannon?
Present.
All members are present.
Okay, we have a quorum and we will proceed. The first item of business will be approving the agenda. Is there a motion?
Excuse me, Barbara.
Judy, I so move.
Barbara, I was hoping we could amend the agenda.
Okay.
And you're allowed to laugh because I made the agenda. But we also need to talk about appointing a vice chair.
Okay. We'll put that on after the approval of the minutes, so we'll make that between number 3 and 4. So is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
This is Dawn, so move.
Greg, second.
And seconded by Greg. Would you call the roll on that, Heather?
Yes, ma'am. Dawn?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Bob?
Aye.
Barb?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay, the agenda is approved. The first item of business would be approving the minutes of the October 23rd meeting. The only thing I noticed on there was it said the meeting started at 9:18 and then or 9:48 and adjourned at 9:17, which was before it started. So I wasn't there, but one of those must be wrong.
Okay.
It says it was called to order at 9:58 and adjourned at 9:17.
Oh, you're right. It should be 8:58.
Okay.
We were very prompt that day.
I thought so. You moved back in time. So is there any other corrections to the minutes or a motion to approve?
This is Greg. I make a motion to approve.
And a second?
Shannon, second.
Okay, moved by Greg and seconded by Shannon to approve the minutes as corrected. All those in favor, would you call the roll, Heather?
Yes, Dawn?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Bob?
Aye.
Barb?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Motion carries. Okay, the next order of business then will be the election of a vice chairman for the commission. There's oftentimes when I'm not present, and in the past I know we have had a vice president or chairman, vice chairman. So I think we've been asked to do that again. So are there any nominations for a vice chairman?
This is Bob. I'd like to nominate Greg.
Okay. Greg Ingemanson's name is placed in nomination. Are there any other?
This is Greg. I'd like to nominate Dawn.
Dawn Morris's name is placed in nomination.
You can see we coordinated this really well.
Well, I see that. I was hoping this would be a slam dunk. Would anyone like to say anything about either of the nominations, or are there further nominations?
This is Greg. Dawn has acted in your stead before, so I would urge everybody to vote for her.
Dawn, do you accept the nomination?
Sure. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so how do we do this? Do we...
Greg, do you accept the nomination?
No, I'd rather have Dawn do it.
So...
That means Dawn is the only one in the...
Okay, so Greg has withdrawn his name from nomination. So we will vote. Is there a motion then to cast a unanimous ballot or for Don?
This is Judy, and I so move.
Greg, I second.
Do we have to roll call that to Heather?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I guess we got to vote individually. So, Heather, would you call the roll then?
Sure. Greg?
Yes, for Don.
Judy?
Yes, for Don.
Bob?
Aye.
Barb?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Don, would you like to abstain?
Sure, yes.
Okay, so Don will serve as our vice chairman. So thank you, Don, for agreeing to do that. And
Bob, so thanks for the effort. you're welcome.
Okay, the next order of business is classification and compensation items. Do we have Ellen here or someone from the Bureau?
Good morning. I am here. Happy holidays, everyone. I do want to just follow up briefly from our last meeting where we discussed the rules and you did agree to pass them. We did go to the Interim Rules Committee and they also passed them, and so they were effective as we presented them to you and to the Interim Rules Committee on December 12th. Just thought I would let you know that. Thank you for your support of those. So we have two classes today. One is a pay grade change and one is for a new class, and pretty easy to explain both of them. The right-of-way specialist class is used solely in DOT in their division of, or their right-of-way program, and there are two classes in the series right now, right-of-way specialist at a pay grade GH, and then the senior right-of-way specialist at a pay grade GJ. We're requesting that the pay grade for the right-of-way specialist go up to a GI. So what right-of-way specialists do are typically appraise property so that DOT can purchase right-of-way as they are constructing new roads or repairing culvert areas or whatever they need to purchase property for. Right-of-way specialists may also deal with the acquisition of the property where they're actually negotiating with the property owners to be able to purchase the land. Right now, there's only four positions. Two of them are vacant in DOT. They simply cannot recruit these positions. And they do have some difficulty retaining, but they have more difficulty recruiting. There are not a lot of people who go into this field. It's not an easy field. And the ones that are doing property appraisal can do it and get a lot more money in the private sector and for banks. They don't want to do what is required by the DOT or by the feds as far as property appraisal, which is a lot more work. So we did take a look at the pay grade, and we actually recommended that the DOT request a pay grade review for this because we believe it is more appropriate as a pay grade I as opposed to a pay grade H. I think I'm cutting out. So let me know if you can't hear me. So we're recommending that move up one pay grade, and the senior will remain as a pay grade J. And I would be happy to answer any questions. Okay, moving on.
No questions. Oh. Okay. Go ahead.
Unless, Madam Chair, you didn't want to take the vote yet, did you?
No, we'll vote on the package, I think.
Okay. Then the wildland fire equipment tech. This is a pretty simple one because it's more housekeeping than anything. We currently have an equipment tech class that's a pay grade GH. And there is one position in that class that is located in the Division of Wildland Fire in the Department of Ag. Because the person in the position is red badged, which means they're allowed to fight fires, they are also eligible for Class B retirement. However, all of the other positions in the equipment tech class are not eligible for Class B. So we have to do a manual process of each payroll of ensuring that this position is given its Class B status as far as payroll. So in my talking with retirement system, they suggested that we create its own class with wildland fire in the title because we shouldn't be using exceptions anyway. And keeping it in the equipment tech as a Class B employee would be an exception. And the law doesn't allow for exceptions. So we moved forward with creating a class that's specific for this one position in the Department of Ag, wildland fire equipment technician, in the same pay grade as the other equipment tech. And the only difference is that this the person in this class can fight fires, and they would always have to be red badged. So when this incumbent, the current incumbent, is gone, they'll have to hire someone who can be red badged and also fight fires. So they'll always have to have that ability. So we're just recommending a new class with a different title for one position in the Department of Ag in the same pay grade. And I would be happy to answer any questions.
I have a question, Ellen.
Sure.
Did I hear you say that you are classifying and paying him as a B now, but you have to go through hoops every year to do it?
We have to go through hoops every pay period.
Every 2 weeks?
Yes. It just has
wow.
to be manually put in that the gentleman is Class B. And our payroll person has been doing it, and I'm the one that said, really, we shouldn't have a Class B in a generic class title, a Class B position.
Sure.
So that's
so in retirement has been accepting as retirement is B.
I'm sorry, Bob, I didn't catch that.
And retirement has been accepting that and have them in the B system?
Yes, they're the ones that approved wildland firefighters. Anyone that fights.
No, that's okay, Ellen. I just clarifying.
Yep. Yes, they
but
absolutely
you're every two weeks you manually adjust. And retirement recognizes it and classifies him as a B. We're just cleaning that up.
Yes. I don't know that retirement knew that we were doing it as an exception.
but
we no longer will.
But they didn't object to him being a B.
Right. They agree it's a B.
Okay. That's all I got.
Any further questions of Ellen? If not, is there a motion to accept her proposals?
I make a motion to accept them as Class B.
This is Dawn. I second.
Okay. Are you just your motion just on this one class or the entire package she presented?
Oh, good point. I would say the entire package. I'd amend my motion.
Okay. And Dawn, you're okay with that?
I'm okay with that, yes.
Okay. Would you call the roll then, Heather?
Yes, ma'am.
Motion?
Dawn?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Bob?
Aye.
Barb?
Aye.
Shannon?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thanks, everyone.
Is there further business to come before the commission?
I just wanted
to... We have dates for March, right? 3 days set aside now in March for the pending hearings?
Yes. So we'll see if this works out, that we can get people all scheduled in back to back to back with 3 months' notice here. But I'll keep you in the loop if we're cutting days.
Okay.
And those dates, again, were March 21st?
March 20th,
20, 21st. 21, and 22, I believe, right?
Yes.
Heather, in the emails that you've sent, the last couple emails, you have CC'd Ellen Shelley and Aaron Arnold. Who's Aaron Arnold?
Aaron Arnold is the BHR attorney.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Have we found a replacement for Dan?
It's in the works, and I'm hoping to hear soon from the governor's office so that we can get someone trained and ready to go for March.
Good.
And Heather, if I'm here, I plan to attend, but it's so far out I can't be definitive with you.
None of us really know where we're at in 3 months, but that'd be great if you could, if you're still here, or could be with us.
I hope I'm
further?
Alive, but I mean...
Yeah, I know you will. Like my granddaughter asked me recently, how much longer do you think you're going to live?
And I go, you're kidding, Mark.
No. She was talking about who was going to take care of my parrot after I die. So I told her that's the mystery. It could be 10 years, 20 years. It could be tomorrow. We just don't know. But, okay, is there further business? If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
And the second?
This is Judy. I second.
Okay. Heather, will you call the roll on that?
Yes, ma'am. Dawn?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Bob?
Aye.
Barb?
Aye.
Shannon?
Yes.
Okay. Motion to adjourn carries. Everyone have a Merry Christmas. And thank you for being here today.